Know before you go. If you plan to travel this holiday season and expect to pack gifts to friends and family on the mainland, a little reminder, there is a growing list of what you can and cannot bring on the airplane, particularly when it comes to fresh fruits and vegetables that may bring some unexpected hitchhikers. Today we chat with Chris Takumaro, plant specialist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Most fresh fruits and vegetables coming from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland are not allowed. In Hawaii, we have a lot of insects and diseases that we are trying to keep from reaching the farmers on the mainland. They could be very destructive agricultural pests. So travelers would need to know the regulations and know which fruits and vegetables are allowed to move from Hawaii to the mainland.
Now, you've been with the USDA for 20 years now. Have you seen any trends? Are there maybe fruits and vegetables that, the fruit of the month that seems to be more popular during one time or another?
Yes, the fruits usually follow the fruit seasons in Hawaii. So mango season, we'll see a rise in mangoes being sent to the mainland or carried to the mainland in baggage. Lychee season, avocado season. So the fruit trends will tend to follow the crops here or the backyard fruit trees when they're the most productive.
Gotcha. Okay. And then is it just really that people don't know that they're not allowed to bring these things in, or do you have people that really want to get that mango to their cousin on the mainland?
The majority of travelers don't know, and that's why we take every opportunity to reach out to the traveling public and get our message out there on what fruits and vegetables are allowed and which ones are not. People are just, simply trying to take gifts or souvenirs to the U.S. mainland from Hawaii. And, it's they don't realize that these fresh fruits and vegetables can harbor some pretty severe agricultural pests.
I remember a time when avocados were, I think we tried to get the charbels over to the mainland, and there were some issues with the avocado industry in California, concerns about what we might be bringing in over there.
Right. So the USDA did work on a program to help the commercial growers in Hawaii get their charbel avocados into the U.S. mainland market. Where they would go through some USDA certifications and compliance agreements.
And as far as what you're seeing on your end, when you do have to confiscate fruits or vegetables, what happens? What's the penalty, or do passengers get blacklisted?
No. So like we discussed, the majority of passengers, are simply just trying to take a few fruits or vegetables to the mainland, and, they really don't know the regulations. The fruit or vegetable will just be confiscated by the agriculture inspector at the airport, and that fruit will then be later cut up or dissected, and the insects would be extracted from those. The only time civil penalties will come into play is usually when it's a commercial shipment and there was intent to smuggle.
Okay, and then how do you track the fruits and vegetables down? You have a beagle brigade, from what I understand. You've got dogs that actually assist you?
Yes. So we have a combination. Our main tool we use is an x-ray machine where bags will be scanned through and the fruits or vegetables images will come up on the screen based on shape and density. We also have the beagle brigade working in the gate area at the airport. They also work at the post office and other air carriers. So the beagles have a great sense of smell, and they're a really, really powerful tool for us to use when checking boxes and bags.
Now, those beagles are specially trained, and I understand that it really is expensive to train those canines, based on the program that you're running.
Yeah, so all of the beagles are trained in Georgia at the USDA National Detector Dog Training Center. And all of those beagles come from animal shelters, so they're all donated. So these beagles get a second chance in a career. So our handlers fly to Georgia and train with a specific canine. It's a beagle handler team. So the handler only works with one particular dog.
And what's their success rate here?
The success rate for the beagles?
Right, as far as detecting, illegal merchandise.
They're very successful. Sometimes because of the way suitcases or boxes or parcels are packed, the X-ray machine doesn't necessarily pick up every image. If the box or suitcase is too dense and tightly packed, some of the fruits or vegetables could be missed by an agriculture inspector. So the beagles are an excellent second line of defense where their nose are so sharp and their sense of smell that they can pick up fruits that were missed by the X-ray machine.
And how many teams do we have here?
We currently have 7 beagle teams, 7 handlers and beagles in Honolulu.
What about the neighbor islands?
Neighbor islands, I don't think they have any teams right now on the neighbor islands.
Is there a plan to expand possibly in the future?
Yes, there is.
In your 20 years, what's, I guess, maybe the strangest thing you've seen come through?
Well, what always captures my interest are when people are taking medicinal leaves, herbs, or plant material. I just find it really interesting on the uses that people are claiming to find success with, whether it's high blood pressure, cholesterol, cancer. I'm very interested in talking with passengers when they're bringing different leaves or fruits. So a popular one now is the soursop fruit. They're bringing the leaves and making teas out of it. And, they're claiming all sorts of medical benefits.
So this is basically you've got the travelers coming from Hawaii, bringing our soursop leaves and trying to bring them to the mainland?
Yeah. So it's usually Hawaii residents that are taking these soursop leaves to their family and friends on the U.S. mainland that may be ill. And they're taking it to them to help with their medical condition.
Are you seeing anything interesting or unusual come in, let's say, from China, folks trying to bring in leaves or herbs?
Yeah, so coming from China, from a foreign country into Hawaii, that agriculture inspection is conducted by the Customs and Border Protection Agricultural Specialist. So that's a different federal agency, CBP.
But are you hearing anything from them about maybe some unusual quantities of a certain type of herb that they're confiscating on that end?
No, we don't get their statistics on items coming in from China. Our main mission is agriculture items moving from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland.
Okay, and really the threat to a lot of these agricultural industries could be disastrous.
It could be disastrous. It could result in billions of dollars in damage and pest control. If some of our, say, fruit flies from Hawaii were to infest a citrus orchard in Florida or California, it'd be disastrous.
Now, we at one time had a fruit fly plant here, and I don't know if it's still operating in Waimanalo, where they were sterilizing fruit flies.
There's still parts of that program remaining where they're sterilizing fruit flies. But another interesting development is there's an irradiation facility on Oahu that treats fruits and vegetables, certain fruits and vegetables, which allow local farmers to get their product to the U.S. mainland. So these are items that in the past were strictly prohibited.
Is that just here on Oahu, or are they on the neighbor islands as well?
There's also one on the Big Island.
Okay, so there is some remedy, I guess, for the farmers here to
send their
fruits and vegetables off to the mainland.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you think is important to underscore for travelers, whether it's residents visiting family on the mainland? What's a reminder again?
Yeah. So the reminder is check our website. If you have any questions about items that you'd like to take to the U.S. mainland, and that will help and declare your items once you reach the airport to the agriculture inspector, let them know what you're bringing, and that'll help expedite your check-in process.
Okay. Chris Takamaro, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on The Conversation.
Thank you.
That was USDA Plant Health Safeguarding Specialist Chris Takamaro. Chris works at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport in Honolulu. You can find more information on what plant products can accompany you on your flight at the conversation page on hawaiipublicradio.org.